Welcome back to Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 AM, NBC Sports Radio.
Thank you, Donovan McNabb. Welcome back to Katie's Corner, Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio. Also streaming live online at Sporty1240.com. Real quick, a couple of news and notes that'll segue perfectly into the interview. Skyline Conference Division III College Ball announcing their players and rookies of the week. On the women's side, the player of the week came from Farmingdale State. However, the rookie of the week was Jen Schaaf, the freshman forward out of Sage that I know I've been touting a lot on this program. Whenever I have discussed Sage women's ball, she averaged 13 points and 6 boards in a 3-game week last week for the Gators, which they went 2-1, had a season-high 18 points in their lone loss at Mount St. Vincent. Also had 14 points and 9 boards in their conference win at SUNY Old Westbury, as well as 7 points, 3 boards at St. Joe's. So that's her second time receiving the award. Meanwhile, on the men's side, the Player of the Week award was shared by Troy Singleton out of Purchase, which the Sage men will face on Thursday. The other person that received Player of the Week honors in men's hoops in the Skyline Conference, the gentleman whose interview I'm about to play. How coincidental is that? Coincidental, ironic, however you want to label it. Kai Deans, the senior tri-captain forward out of Miami, Florida. Averaged 23.3 points and 10.3 boards in a 3-0 week for the Gators, shooting 60% from the field, including a program record tying 32 points last week at home in a victory against SUNY Old Westbury. Third time this year that Kai has been named Player of the Week in the Skyline Conference. So without further ado, let's get right to it. The interview, I had a chance to sit down with Kai Deans back on Friday evening before their victory against St. Joe's. And tonight they host MCLA at Call Gymnasium in Albany. So let's get to it. Here's my sit-down interview with Kai Deans.
I guess the biggest question I have to ask you is, you transfer in for your junior year last year. Yep. What the hell would make you want to leave Miami, Florida, or anywhere outside of the Northeast to come to upstate New York and want to play ball in snow and ice and all that fun stuff that winters bring here in the Capital Region?
Well, I guess when I was a sophomore at Indiana River State College, I had a few schools, no real big bites. My current girlfriend at the time, she was from this area. I've been here a few summers, and decided to get in contact with Coach Barnes, emailed him, and he probably called me within 2 hours, and we had a good conversation, and I just liked the feel.
Now, were you looking specifically to go on the D3 level? Or was there something in particular that attracted you to Sage and to Coach Barnes and the Gators program immediately?
Well, I emailed also Brian Beery for St. Rose. I played. I had some time with them. I played with them a little bit, but when I came over here, I liked the campus. Coach Barnes just was very personable. He spoke to me. He checked up on me during my class time. Even when I was in Indian River, he would contact me. I just felt like he was more involved and he had more of a connection. I had more of a connection with him.
When you were getting out of high school, what led you to go into Indian River first before you wound up coming up to Sage?
I didn't have a lot of schools. I had a few NIA looks, a couple of D2 bites, but I just wanted to take a chance, go junior college, and then see where I land afterwards.
Now that kind of astounds me. You're 6'7". What? I'm gonna guess, because I've read your bio once or twice. 235, 240?
Yep.
Okay, you're 6'7", 240, let's say. You get bites from D2 and NAIA, and you end up going to Indian... Were people just blind, I guess?
Well,